Our parasha begins with a message being sent to Bilam. Hine am yotzim Mitzrayim, hine chisa es ein ha'aretz. What is the definition of ein ha'aretz, the eye of the land? Hine chisa ha'aretz, they're all over, they're inhabiting all over. Why does the Torah use the words ein ha'aretz? It's also interesting, Bilam, when he speaks about himself, he says, num ha'gever shesuma ayin. He was sort of boasting that he's blind. Is that something to be so proud of? That he is blind in one eye? And furthermore, the pasuk later in the parasha says, the Bilam says about himself, Num shemeya imre keil, ashemechse shaka yachse, neifel v'giluye naim. All of a sudden he calls himself a giluye naim, a person who has perfect vision. So was he a shesuma ayin? Was he giluye ayin? We find that the Torah is speaking about this ayin, about the eye. What does that mean? The pasuk also says that Bilam says, "Kimroish tsurim arena umegvoyis ashurena," and Rashi says that what Bilam meant to say was, "I look at the forefathers of Klal Yisrael, and I see that they're firm, like the tsurim and the gvoyis. They're very, very firm." What does that mean by saying that they're very firm? The Yalkut on this pasuk says, "Kimroish tsurim arena." And I saw that Klal Yisrael were in existence before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. A king wanted to build a palace, and he looks for a place that he could put strong foundation. Klal Yisrael has this very strong foundations. What does that mean? So the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael from the chart of the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha says that the Gemara Masechet Chul and Dav Zayin and Mabez teach us, Hayi Etisadav Kamahadris L'Mishkel Afra Metusei Karyder V'Chanina. There was a woman, a sorceress, who was trying to get earth from under the bed of Rav Chanina. Amalei, so Rav Chanina said, Shkuli, you could take as much as you want. Loi Mestayim Milsach, what you're trying to do to me will not be effective. Ein Oid Mavadoi Ksiv. The Torah says, Ein Oid Mavadoi, that Kshofim cannot affect Klal Yisrael. Asked the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Loma Nikra Shema Kshofim Shema Chishim Famalia Shemalia. So obviously Kishif does have some power. Answers the Gemara, Shani of Chanina, the Nafis Chusei. Chanina had many Schusim, had many merits, and that's why he need not be concerned about Kishif. What does that mean? So the Chart of Rebbe explains that there are two different ways how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, manages the world. There's Einei Ha'aretz, and there's Einei Hashem El Yireyov. Einei Ha'aretz means that there's the Teva, the way the world was established, the nature of the world, the laws of nature. And there are Einei Ha'aretz. Einei Ha'aretz means Einei Hashem El Yireyov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special way of the way he treats Klal Yisrael, the way we are led in this world, where it's above the Teva, above the regular rules of nature. And that was the message that Balak sends to Bilam. Hine chisa es ein ha'aretz. Balak says to Bilam, we know that the world has rules of nature. There's rules of ein ha'aretz. And here I find, says Balak to Bilam, the Klal Yisrael, hine chisa, they're covering up all the rules of all of those rules that are usually the way the world works. And that's why Bilam says, Num hagever shesum ha'ayin. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, my eyes are closed. My eyes are closed means that not his physical eye. Bilam maybe could see. But Bilam says, what I see as the normal fashion, the way the world operates, shesum ayin, all of this is closed up when it comes to looking at Klal Yisrael. But then he says, when I look at Klal Yisrael, you know how I look? Giluy einayim, I look at a new set of eyes. I look at the eyes of Ein Hashem El Yireyov. So what Bilam was saying was, there's a different ayin for Klal Yisrael. There's a different way that Klal Yisrael are managed versus the way the rest of the world are managed. And he continues to say, "Hein am levodad yishkon ubagoyim loy yisashiv." What do we see? That Klal Yisrael, there's a different hanhoga with them. They're not the way begoyim loy yisashiv. They're not the way the rest of the world operates. What's the raya that they're not the way the rest of the world? That they're not the rest of the world. He says, look at the Ovis and the Imas, Meroish Tsurim Areno, Umagavoyas Ashereno. The Imas, Avram Avinu, and the Imas were all Akaris. Naturally, they could not have children. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the regular rules of a person who Nebuch can't have children do not apply to Klal Yisrael, because the rules of nature, the rules of science, don't apply to Klal Yisrael. And then he quotes, very interesting, that Pashas Balak, he says, is usually read in the month of Tammuz, the month of Shavasa B'Tammuz, the month that we begin to unfortunately commemorate the Churban Abayis. He says, the Gemara says, in Masech the Gittin, Daf Pei Chesom and Aleph, M'neshantem Ba'oretz. Says the Gemara, Tztoka Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shehigdim L'Golaseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to Golus, Shnei Shonim Koidim L'Cheshbim Shol Neshantim, 2 years before V'Neshantim. That means, Klal Yisrael, he explains, was supposed to survive V'Neshantim, the amount of years equal to value of the word V'Neshantim. And he says that's the way the history of the world has been. There have been many nations, many empires that have come, have been very strong, and then they expired. Because they have, in the rule of nature of the world, countries, empires, come and go. And if Klal Yisrael were limited to those rules, also, at the amount of years of V'Neshantim, they would have expired. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to treat you differently. I'm not going to treat you like the rest of the world that has rules and that has dates that say till now you will be in existence and now you will expire. Shtei shanim kaidav v'nashantim. The rules don't apply to you. And therefore, he says Klal Yisrael has been able to survive throughout history, whereas other nations, larger nations, more powerful nations, have come and go. And that's why we read Parshas Balak in these days of commemorating the Churban, to say that we are not limited to those rules. Along this line, the Mashag, in his Sefer Zahav Shavo, makes an interesting diuk. He says, the pasuk that we spoke about, Mirois Tsurim Areno, Umigvois Ashereno. So Rashi says, Miusodim V'chazokim Ketsurim Gvois Halolu, Aidei Ovis V'imaz. And says the Medrash, Mirosh Elo Ovis, V'gvois Ehainu Imos. So the question that the Bashag asks, is why when the Torah speaks about the Ovis, it uses the word Meirosh Tzurim, from the Ovis. And when it speaks about the Imos, it doesn't say Mirosh Gvois, it just says Gvois. So he says that the pasuk is extremely precise. We explain that what the pasuk means to teach us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Bilam is saying, that look at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats Klal Yisrael. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats Klal Yisrael is that they are above the laws of nature. That even though the Ovis and the Mos should not have been able to have children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that they had children. Says the Mashag, the only one of the Ovis who was an Ocker, who could not have children, was Avram Avinu. The Mos, he says, we know we're all Akaris, we're not able to have children. And he suggests that even Leah was really an Akara, and the only reason she had children without difficulty is, as the Pasuk says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, Ki sanu anoichi, that I am hated. So that's why. When we speak about the Ovis, we're only speaking about one of the Ovis, Avram Avinu. So the Pasuk says, Meirosh, some of the Ovis, Avram Avinu. But when we speak about the Imos, it's not Meirosh, it's not some of the Imos, all of the Imos were a chorus. And all of the Imos proved to us that
they, even though they could not have children, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the way he treats us, and he started with our Ovos and Imos, treats us not limited to the rules of nature. And in fact, as we come to the end of the parasha, Bilam makes a statement, Kel Metziam Mitzrayim. What did Bilam mean to say with that statement? He was telling Balak, you began the parasha by saying, Hine Am Yotzim Mitzrayim. What you were trying to declare, Am Yotzim Mitzrayim. There's a nation that left Mitzrayim, and now I'm concerned what will happen. Says Bilam, your entire understanding is incorrect. It's not Am Yotzim Mitzrayim. It's not just that there's a nation that left Mitzrayim and it happened by itself. It happened by the laws of nature that they rebelled. Don't look at Klal Yisrael, says the Lotzke Rav of Zalman Sorotzkin in his Sefer Aznayim L'Torah. Kael Mitzim Mitzrayim. Whatever happens to Klal Yisrael is kale. It's from HaKadosh Baruch who makes it happen. It doesn't happen by itself. It doesn't just happen by coincidence. Because we are under the special Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.